From the hot seat that is Studio B, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
And we're not even going to, no more pitter patter.
We don't have a lot of time. This is the NFL. I'm titling the podcast.
This is the NFL.
September, 8th tomorrow?
Yeah.
And welcome back, NFL. That's the title. I'm actually the first time since doing this show in March. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do an actual real legitimate title.
I did. I was looking. It's been March 10th, and we said the first time, as soon as these seasons start, football, we could just do an hour. I could legitimately, for about a couple months, do a solid hour. So weather's great. Everything's fantastic. My week was okay. Your week was?
Is that right?
Good.
Short week.
Yeah, it was a holiday. That's right.
Yeah, I took a vacation.
You were starting a vacation last time I saw you, and I'm pretty sure you just went back to work yesterday. So,
it was yesterday Wednesday?
Solid, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Good week, man.
Yeah.
We're going to start real quick with the smaller things. Brewers week.
Hey, that's great. Let's talk about it. No.
77 and 62. They were 5-5 last week. Unexciting. They're a game and a half now ahead of the Cubs. Still first place in the division, almost all but guaranteed, except for a monumental comeback to make the playoffs. They've got the Yankees and the Marlins this week. That's really about it. Nothing is 5-5. Willem Contreras is picking up the pace where Christian Yelich has been not being great. He is both sides of the plate. He is now their MVP for the season. He's been just fantastic. And Mark Canna, guy they traded for from the Mets, is a 300 hitter. So they now have two legitimate outfielders playing, and it's really helped their offense. So we'll talk more next week. There's a couple things I definitely want to talk about next week. One will be Brewers. One will be the South Sudan basketball team.
Okay, but we'll save that.
Second shout out that for sure we're going to talk about. I wanted to shout out Viroqua High School football. They won a game on Friday the 1st. First time they've won a conference game since 2018. They won 28-26 with they stopped a 2-point conversion against Arcadia.
Nice.
Super exciting way for a game to end. And just a big shout out. I know for any of the seniors and any of the parents and coaches, man, that's a long haul. So keep grinding away and congrats to them. Third thing that I was going to had Badger game. Wisconsin Badgers, they won on Saturday.
Pretty good too.
They beat Buffalo, the Buffalo Buffaloes, as
Buffalo
it is.
Bulls.
Buffalo Buffaloes. 38-17. They were only up by four at halftime.
Naming the team
it
now.
It feels better. That just feels right. They were only up four at halftime. It was kind of a weird.
I watched the second half of that game. They kind of did the old Alvarez, where they just ran it down their throat, and they ran it really well. But it should against a team like that, I guess.
Team that's not very good, with still, they have the DNA of a real big, strong running team.
Yeah.
And between Ches Malusi and Braylon Allen, their two running backs, they ran for, almost 300 yards
right
in that game. 30 carries for 298 yards and four touchdowns. They look like the Badgers of old, which was really reassuring as a fan, because you were watching, in their back, there was a ton of spread offense. They attempted 31 passes in a game, which there was times it took them 2 weeks to do that in previous seasons. 24 for 31 for 189 yards and a touchdown and a pick for your quarterback is a pretty underwhelming stat line. They just kept running the ball. They've got a game this week against Washington State. Washington State last year beat Wisconsin.
Yep. They disrespected them at home.
The Washington State beat the Badgers at home last year. The Badgers are traveling to Pullman, Washington. Washington State hasn't hosted a Power 5 school non-conference-wise in 25 years. The quarterback... There might be 1,000 yards of offense in this football game. The Washington State is one of the original air raid teams. Mike Leach, former coach for Washington State and Texas Tech, was the originator of this offense that the offensive coordinator for Wisconsin has brought in. So there might be 100 points scored. There might be 1,000 yards of offense, and I hope most of them are by the Wisconsin Badgers. Badgers are favored by a touchdown, which is interesting against a team that beat them last year that they are playing against on the road to be favored. I I want them to win. It's going to be a fun game to watch. I'm sure these late night Washington, these late night West Coast games are always fun to watch. I'm rooting for them, but I don't know enough about Washington State other than their quarterback looked really good, had 4 touchdowns and 500 yards of offense.
Okay.
So hopefully by this time next week, we're talking about a 2-0 Badger team looking at, 15th best in the country. I don't want to talk about a disappointing Badger game this early in the season. They need it's too early. I gotta get my hopes up a little bit. So that's it. Anything else going on in the world of sports?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
I got it written down. Brewers wrap up. Badger preview. And then it just says NFL in big letters.
Yeah, NFL.
NFL.
For long.
The National Football League.
It starts now.
In fact, there's probably a game we could give you play-by-play of a game going on right now on a Thursday night.
Won't be as good as the coverage currently being given. But.
I don't know, man. We're semi-pros at this point. we could give you some unauthorized, unallowed commentary on a game that we're not allowed to talk about on the air. I'm sure that'd go over really well.
It'd be uncharted territory, actually.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. I don't want this to be the last show. Yeah, kind of hit my groove in these 30-minute spots.
Okay.
So let's start.
You want to start with our Packers?
Our Packers. Right?
No, buddy.
The community's Packers.
No, that's your Packers and your neighborhood's Packers, not mine.
It's Packers-Bears week. So not only do you get the opener, you get a brand new quarterback. They've got this guy, Jordan Love, who replaced this other gentleman known as Aaron Rodgers for the Packers. It's the opener. The Bears had the number one pick. Bears were flat terrible last year, and they're the hot team to do better, and the Packers are the hot team to flop in the division. So,
but honestly though, listening the last 3 days of all the predictions and everything,
starting to swing around.
Everybody's all over the place.
Sure,
for our division.
Yes,
there was a handful that chose Detroit as the winner of the NFC North.
Yeah.
A couple had Packers winning.
Sure.
The other half had, there was one guy, but he was a Chicago fan, so it didn't really count.
Picks the Bears?
Yeah, picks the Bears, which is...
You could make...
It's so open on the North right now. My Vikings are being talked about, but not as much as Detroit. Everybody's pretty much have crowned Detroit as the winner of the North this year.
Which is bizarre for a team that was under 500 last year.
And they're still Detroit.
And it's still Detroit Lions. They aren't a different franchise than they ever were. They just have a new coach that you really, really want to root for.
I don't want to root for them now. Off-season I can root for them. That's it.
Off-season Lions fan.
Now I want them to miserably lose tonight.
Really? Against the Chiefs?
Yeah, I like the Chiefs.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Patrick Mahomes is pretty easy to root for.
Yeah.
Right.
And I got Kelsey on my own personal.
And that's the fun thing, by the way, about fantasy football for anybody keeping track at home, is that it lets you be a Chiefs fan this week. It lets you be a Jaguars fan for a couple weeks a year, a couple games, a couple hours a week. Really gets you into it. Yeah, Packers-Bears has a preview. I am really, really excited to see
how it looks.
What this Packers offense, because I don't think the Packers offense is going to look any different than it has.
I mean, he's been, even in preseason, Love's looking like Aaron-esque.
An efficient system quarterback. It looks like that's a good system for quarterbacks, as it turns out, except for last year. Quarterbacks have done really, really well under Matt LaFleur. And so if they're the same, run it. I can imagine them running it, 30 times a game next. But I can also see them throwing it over the top, maybe. Except for the Packers have no wide receivers in this game.
Right.
We talked a couple weeks ago about how the Packers have no names that you would know.
Other than Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, which is...
Which, it's funny. If you're a Packer fan, you know those two names.
Right.
If you're a sports fan, just a sport, you don't know either of those two names.
No.
If you're optimistic, you're going to know one of those guys by the end.
Maybe.
One of them has to be a top-end wide receiver for this offense.
Otherwise, you're going to burn out your two running backs.
And your
two. And Chris and Love will probably be running for his life, maybe.
The Packers have the advantage of having arguably the best offensive line in football.
Yeah.
Looking at the boring statistics and analytics, the Packers have the 5th best run blocking and 7th best pass blocking win rate, which is a super not exciting statistic, but it basically means that their big guys push the other team's big guys all over the place and have consistently.
I don't think in the big scheme of things, it's Love really is the question. I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
Right.
It'll be your defense. They need to come really prove themselves. How many draft pick, number one draft picks are on that team? That
eight.
Side?
You have eight out of. I mean, you call it 12 players because they're Nick. They're They have a nickel corner who is a former first round pick. You've got safeties. You've got. I mean, everybody on that defense is a first round or a second round pick.
You're right.
And is injured most of the time.
Yeah.
The only reason,
underwhelming. Not you know just last year especially, because that's all you got to judge. You really only judge from what happened last year. Judging beyond that,
sure.
Not, you know, but yeah, they were really just not good. We got McKenzie, Jaire Alexander, who's he's Pro Bowlish.
He's a Pro Bowl. Well, he's a win healthy.
Yeah,
a Pro Bowler. Rashawn Gary had 13 sacks in three quarters of a season. Win healthy, could be one of the better linebackers. Kenny Clark has been one of the best defensive linemen in football, but as a nose tackle, you can't tell.
Yeah.
Because unless you're winning, unless the other people around you are also being successful, your nose tackle being great doesn't show up anywhere along the line. They have first round Eric Stokes, first round cornerback. The reason you have to name these guys over and over is because they're apparently not good. Because for being a first round pick on a team that is my favorite team. They don't have a lot of name recognition to go along with it. They've been drafting
a defensive back or a defensive player.
They've been drafting defensive players.
Usually first, second rounds.
Yep. If they're not drafting a guy first or second round from the SEC, they're firing their defensive coordinator. That's what they've been doing.
Kind of valid.
Over and over and over, and it's led to them
being... Can't imagine why Rodgers was really upset.
Well, I mean, firing coordinators should not make a quarterback that salty. Unless, of course, it's his best friend, Nathaniel Hackett, right. Then he needs to flee to the East Coast to go hang out with his friend.
That's right.
Man, when did this turn into a Jets preview show? We're not doing that. We're not at all going to do that this year.
We could do it in the mid-year, though. Because by that time, we could judge them, and it'll be...
Yes. No, I'll be looking forward to it at that point. Either...
I'm going to watch Monday night to see who wins and loses on that game.
Oh, that Jets-Bills game is...
That should be good, though.
That's some real... That's a premier. Yeah, I'll be watching... I was very excited. We got ourselves the cable package for the next few months because I couldn't not NFL on a Sunday and a Monday and a Thursday. There's just too much NFL not to be able to. Oh, did you see Joe Burrow just got paid?
Yes.
That's the face of somebody who just saw Joe Burrow get.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Joe Burrow just got $275 million on a Thursday.
$219 is guaranteed on 5 years.
Wow. He got what Deshaun Watson couldn't.
How much money has dropped this week?
Way to go, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson set the bar for all of these guys to get paid. But we're going to talk about that next week because I know for a fact once we start talking about very wealthy quarterbacks, we're going to lose our ability to talk any more football. And
by the way,
Detroit
just scored.
Yeah, go Lions.
7-0.
Was it Barry Sanders? No. Who was it for the Lions that scored a touchdown?
I don't know yet. I'm not to that point yet.
I've got their rookie Jamar Gibbs in a couple of fantasy leagues.
Oh, do you?
He was a really solid third-round pick for me. I feel like rookie running backs, and he catches the ball really, really well. He's going to score me a lot of points this year.
Amon-Ra Brown.
All right. I got him in a different... See, we could just do a fantasy football. I could just sit here with my fantasy football stat tracker about 3 days a week and just talk about who got another catch and another touchdown.
Jared Goff's got, so far, up to the two-minute mark in the first quarter, better stats.
Than Patrick Mahomes.
Right now.
Crown him. They are
David
the new...
David Montgomery's got more...
So back to the Packers. Wow. Want to talk Packers, Bears?
Okay.
No, I know you don't. The Bears...
I just want one of them to lose. It doesn't matter
one. Of them
one.
Will. I say that, then they could tie. Ties are possible.
We've seen it.
I've seen it. But the Bears, Bears were fun to watch, kind of, on offense last year.
Yeah. Fields is an amazing athlete. I mean, he could do everything other than complete a pass, apparently. But
It's hard, I think, for a coordinator to figure out how to keep him in the pocket but also let him do the things out of the pocket that you want to be able to let them do. It's a, kind of an odd mixed bag in there. But the Bears signed within that trade to go from the first pick to the ninth pick, which is a big drop down. They picked themselves up a couple of first-round picks, second-round pick. And also, DJ Moore.
Which is a legitimate number one.
Giving your quarterback a number one wide receiver
helps
everything out. Yeah, it's something that the Green Bay Packers currently don't have. When they lost their number one wide receiver, Davante Adams, a couple years ago, their offense hasn't been the same since.
Right.
So if you're the Bears, the arrow's pointing up for the Bears, because I won't list you, if you're an NFL fan, if you want to get into the Packer Bears yourself as a fan, please dive in. Find the Packer. The Bears signed, like four linemen. They signed about six defensive players and three offensive players, along with all the draft picks that they've made this year. They were a team that could go from winning three games last year up to maybe six or seven.
I think seven would be a good achievement for them.
Okay. So we can probably both agree that they're the bottom of the division?
For now.
Well, I mean,
as of this point today.
As of before the season starting.
You know, everybody right now is undefeated.
Okay, except for the Lions. I still don't think the Lions will be forever 0-16 for me. I love that they were always the worst team of all time.
That or Arizona. Arizona did this year.
They didn't go over.
No, but they will this year.
I can't wait to find out. Caleb Williams. As we get to about week 13, that is actually one of my favorite parts of the NFL season, is talking about the disappointment that is the season, and then we start doing NFL right away again. Yeah. So Packers, Bears, my prediction is going to be a solid 31-17 Packers.
Okay.
I really think that the running game, for the first, I'd say, four to six weeks of the season, you're going to see a whole bunch of running the football. Aaron Jones has been forgotten about as a top-flight running back, but he is. He's at right at the end of the prime of his career as a 27, 28-year-old. And A.J. Dillon, I really do. I think they're just going to run the ball. And I think because everyone's healthy for the Packers defense
right now,
that they can win a couple of games based on just talent alone.
If they don't beat Chicago...
Oh, I can't wait. I love the alarm bells of a Packer fan. The Packer Nation and
the after the first game they lose to Chicago. Oh, that'll be great. I mean, honestly, you're going to be rooting for Chicago that night.
Well, it's a thing where as much as I'm rooting for a Packer Super Bowl because I would love to, but I think it's either Super Bowl or win two games for me. I don't want to see a Packer team win nine games. 9-8 doesn't move the needle. Doesn't make the playoffs.
8-9
just doesn't, you know what I mean? It's like, I want you to, because if you're great, then you put all the critics to bed who said you shouldn't have got rid of Aaron Rodgers. You put Aaron Rodgers to bed by saying, see, we won without you. Or you crash and you crash it into the iceberg.
Just go, yep, we're not good without him.
We weren't good, and
we're going to rebuild.
We need a new quarterback. We were wrong. And if you need a new quarterback, that also means you need a new everything else that comes along with it. So that's that's a fun dumpster fire.
Yeah,
you don't want a little fire. You want no fire or a giant fire. So that's my Packer preview for the week, 31-17.
What are you looking forward to seeing?
I was originally looking forward to seeing the Christian Watch and Jordan Love experience, but Christian Watson's going to be out. So quite honestly, I'm looking to see where these rookie tight ends, rookie wide receivers.
Sure.
I'm looking Jalen Reed. I think Jalen
Reed.
Who's going
to step up pretty much?
I feel like Jalen Reed has a chance to be the number one wide receiver on this team. He's got that size speed combination that Antonio Freeman. He has this Antonio Freeman kind of feel to him where he's just going to catch the ball a lot.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that very, very much. Would you like to talk at all about that other team across the river?
I mean, the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, the Fightin' Vikings.
Yeah, they play Tampa Bay on Sunday at noon, which is great, so it's not a 7 p.m. game.
Tampa Bay feels like they could be in the running for the worst team this year, correct?
Could be Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but they're starting Baker Mayfield.
And they got a new offensive coordinator. They got rid of Byron Leftwich over the season.
Interesting. That was a hot name in coaching for
I guess.
Oh, and no Tom Brady for the Buccaneers this year, by the way.
Yeah. I think Minnesota's gonna do what Minnesota does,
which is win early in the
really
year.
And just win scaringly again. You know, I think they're gonna be. I could see them getting back to 12-5. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think they should. Really, I mean, we lost Dalvin Cook. I think we're gonna do a running back by committee, mm-hmm. and the ones we've got are decent. I think Alexander Mattson is good.
Sure,
you know. Is he a bell cow? We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not worried about the receivers. I'm not worried about Kurt.
I mean, their offense.
This is a contract year for Kurt, so he's got to do what he needs to do to make it happen.
I mean, skill position wise, including offensive line, they have a top
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a top three offense, but it certainly feels to me a top five offense in the NFL. The Vikings should have that, right?
I think they're five or six last year.
Your wide receivers are amongst the best in football.
And they added one.
And you added one. You
lost Adam Thielen, which is all right.
Your offensive line is good enough to keep Kirk Cousins around. Yeah.
They could be better, but yeah. No, they're good. I think the biggest thing is going to be Dalvin Cook. We lost him. What's going to happen there? Take the pressure off that, and then the defense.
Sure, I'm interested.
They completely gutted that defense for the most part.
I mean, I can't now name three Viking defensive players. I legitimately can't.
Harrison Smith.
Yep.
Byron Murphy.
Byron Murphy.
They got in the free agent. Ivan Pace Jr.
the undrafted rookie.
I think he's really gonna be
okay. Yeah. So you can name then, two guys and a special teamer on Kendricks. That defense.
Not Kendricks.
Eric Kendricks is not there anymore.
No. The other one.
Lance Kendricks?
No.
No, that's a tight end for the Badgers.
Oh my god. I always forget his name. He's like the biggest guy.
Is it Chad Greenway? Is he still playing for the Vikings?
God. Good thing we only got 7 minutes left.
Is it John Randall?
I wish.
I like
Dolman.
Oh, God. That's
Williams Brothers.
Give me Jared Allen. Honestly, just.
Oh, God. That was the best defense back then, though, man.
He is my favorite Minnesota Viking, and I don't like any of the Minnesota Vikings. I like Jared Allen more than Randy Moss. There was just something about that cowboy hat and earring combination on Jared Allen that I just can't get enough of, man. Yeah, that was a good time to be a bad boy. That early 2000s in the NFL. Yeah, I like that Jared Allen. That's your preview. Vikings Bucks is what do you got? Who do you think wins that one then?
Danielle Hunter.
There you go. Jesus. He's still with the team. Yeah, he's been asked to be traded a couple times. Yeah. He's still around.
They gave him a contract. I think Minnesota's going to win this one. I think. Baker Mayfield is not it.
No, I would hope not.
But if he does, then it's like, I mean, he could.
He's on his. Is Baker Mayfield who is? Who doesn't know, Baker Mayfield was the former number one overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner at Oklahoma, number one overall pick for the Cleveland Browns, had a really good rookie year,
yep.
And just has never done anything good since.
And he's traveled around.
He's been on, this is his fourth
team. Yep, because he went to Carolina, then the LA Rams, where he did that one where he literally jumped off the plane onto the field.
Yeah.
He won.
And he won and played marginally well. He wasn't the worst quarterback in the NFL this last year. And now he'll be his fourth team in 4 years.
Right. So
starting for a fourth consecutive year for a fourth different franchise. That's a pretty amazing thing.
If it doesn't work out with him there, he's done. He's gonna be he'll be a good backup.
Sure.
You know,
which,
but
not a bad way to go, by the way, if you can cash it in and just be a career backup.
Yeah. But my Minnesota Vikings will win on Sunday. I ain't worried about that.
Are they in a blowout mode like 41-0? Or are they gonna win?
It'll be a 28-17 game.
Okay. So you're trusting the defense to be able to do...
Well, I think, you hope.
I mean, like I said...
When we talked, they've gutted it. The defense, for the most part, I mean, I think there was only seven players returning from last year, something like that. So, yeah, new coach on that, Brian Flores, and we trust.
Yeah, okay, you have to, right?
So in the big scheme of things, that's who I'm going to look for. That's what I want to watch is the defense and see what they can do, if they'll do anything.
Well, you're going to be able to at least name a couple of these new faces by the end of this game, right?
I hope so. We'll find out.
So they win. All right. So we got two 2-0 teams then coming into next week. That I'd be excited. Like I said, I would love to see a Vikings team win another 14. Go ahead, win 14. Because I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah.
Or I want to see them go 2-15.
Caleb Williams.
We won't bore anybody.
I don't think Minnesota will ever do that. They won't willingly ever take.
I don't think either of these teams that we are fans of are going to ever be bad enough to be a top
three.
No. I don't know.
Vikings will never trade and do that where they trade up to get the number
somebody
one
might
pick.
Be able to correct me, but I'm pretty sure the last time the Packers had a top five pick, they picked A.J. Hawk.
Probably.
That was 20 years ago.
Minnesota. It's been top five. I think they may have had number four.
Trying to think
during...
back. Oh, that Williamson. They had a wide receiver they picked super early. Yeah, there you go. I love doing that to you. That's so much fun. Like, we got 3 minutes left just to fit that in. We could talk about Percy Harvin again. Who?
It's 25 minutes. So we got 3 minutes. So do you want to do? Do you want to talk about our lineup for?
Let's talk about a little fantasy football because
It's pretty set.
Do we have any injuries we got to be concerned about on our fantasy football team?
Not ours. My personal one. Yeah.
Yeah. I got some stat tracker to look at for my.
But
own
everything
personal.
Is projected really well. I mean, projected to win their matchup.
Are we projected to win a matchup? Yeah, if anyone were not paying attention last week, Mr. Amateur Producer and I made ourselves a fantasy football team. We drafted, about 5 guys in, 6 guys in by the time? Or did we finish it? We got pretty close to finishing, didn't we?
Yeah. I'm not going to go through the whole lineup because...
Who was our number one? It was Justin Jefferson, though, right?
McCaffrey.
Oh, we got McCaffrey. Okay, that's right.
Lamar Jackson, McCaffrey, Jacobs, Chris Olave, Amari Cooper, George Kittle, Terry McLaurin, Cowboys, and Greg Joseph.
All right, that feels okay.
That's a good lineup.
Feels like a win.
Way better than my personal lineup. Jesus.
Well, like I said, a lot of these 10-man teams, you can stack a roster pretty good. Yeah, yeah. But I'll be excited to talk nonsense fantasy football with you next week.
Okay. So we got 2.5 minutes. You want to do pick 'em?
Yeah, yeah. Let's run through a couple of these
games.
So
the game's already going on. Do you think Kansas City or Detroit?
Kansas City.
Yeah, I agree. Right on the list, Carolina, Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Ooh.
I like Atlanta this year.
Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Jacksonville, Indianapolis.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I think Jacksonville wins that division by a lot. I think Jacksonville wins 12 games, 13 games this year.
Tampa, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah, I'll give you one.
Here's a good one. This will be a good matchup. Tennessee, New Orleans.
I'm really high on New Orleans this year.
I think with David Carr.
Yeah, I think they finally, for the first time since Drew Brees, have a real quarterback, and I think they're going to win 11 games. They're going to be a good team in the NFC South.
Yes, I do. I think they're going to win it. San Francisco, Pittsburgh.
Oh, San Francisco. San Francisco's as good of a
Joey
team.
Now Joey Bosa's back
in. They're as good of a team as they were last year, and they were the best team to
be in football. Washington.
Washington. I don't think any of the young quarterbacks are going to do well this year.
Houston, Baltimore.
Baltimore has scored an average of 35 points a game in home openers over the last 6 years. Lamar Jackson and Jim Harbaugh just stack it.
Green Bay, Chicago.
Green Bay.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Eh. I'd love to see Chicago win. Las Vegas, Denver.
Denver.
It's a trap game.
Denver. I think Sean Payton is good, and I never have faith in the Raiders.
Philadelphia, New England.
I'm going to go out and say New England.
I agree with you on that one.
Wow, look at us. I like that, yeah.
Miami Chargers.
Miami.
Yep. Rams and Seattle. Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah. Seattle, I think.
Are now in the rebuild.
Rebound. Yeah. They're
Dallas Giants.
Dallas. I think Dallas is a Super Bowl contender. I think Dallas might be the best team in the NFC this year.
Depends on Dak.
I'd hate to see a Dallas and 49ers NFC championship, but I think we're going to have it. Yeah. I hear you.
Last one. Buffalo, the Jets.
Buffalo. Buffalo.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to root for Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
This
I'm not either.
Year. I'm
but
not,
I think the Jets are going to win that
one. I like the Bills. I think the argument you could make is that the Bills are going to be the team that implodes like nobody's business.
15 seconds left, bud.
Thank you, everybody. This has, again, been a really, really great, fast show. We'll do this again next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Yada, yada, yada. Spotify, radio. Later, everybody.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your football all over the place.